with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Yeah, welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We are at Tip Up Town, USA. And if you don't know where that is, you're not from Michigan, because this thing's been going on forever. And the Grilling Guys are a part of it. We're up at Houghton Lake, right in the center of the state. Get on up here. There's a lot of stuff going on. There's snowmobiles rolling around. The guys are ice fishing. We're going to be doing some grilling from 1 to 3. But right now, we're doing a little bit of drinking, because Barbecue Bob took care of me again and brought us some friends from Paddle Hard Brewing.
Yeah, that's right. We are live at UPS 98.5 and the Twister. So fun to be up here with our affiliate station who takes such good care of us all year long. It's the least we can do is come up here and barbecue for them and bring them some good beer. But the good beer was easy to find, because right up in Grayling, just north of the lake here, I hadn't been to this place yet, but I went online and looked at the reviews and I said, I love kayaking. I think it's time to paddle hard. Welcome to the show, Dave Vargo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Cheers to Tip Up Town.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Hey, Dave, you know what? Raise a glass to you, brother. Thanks for bringing in a little bit of this Milltown Java. Tell us a little bit about it. This is different than most Javas that we've tried before.
Yeah, this one here is not it's not real sweet. We got a real Madagascar vanilla in there, real Java from Higher Grounds we paired with, and we kept it simple, just something refreshing to pair with your coffee in the morning.
This would be my coffee in the morning today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this is great stuff. What are you thinking about it, Bob?
I think it's way better than the coffee was.
Yeah. Easy. Little Boots was good to us this morning.
Oh, don't throw them under the bus.
Shoot. But anyway, so, Dave, how long have you been doing this? I mean, this whole brewing gig. There's a lot of brewers around the state. When we go out on the road like this, we always try to find one. And, Bobby, hit the jackpot on this one, brother.
Yeah, I've been doing it about 20 years now. I've been in the business, and I thought, why not go out on my own and see what we can do, open up a small brewery, and Grayling was the perfect fit for what we wanted to do.
Okay, so if you're coming north and you're going to stop in Grayling, how many beers you got on tap?
We have 20 on tap, 5 of those of our own that we actually brew in-house, and we rotate those all the time, so we make sure we have 5 Paddle Hard beers on tap at all times.
So you actually have other people's beer on tap, not just your own?
Yeah, we're kind of a brewery plus a tap house. We carry great beer from all over Michigan, all the other awesome craft breweries here in the state. And then we bring a few in from California and Colorado just to keep it interesting.
Absolutely. So tell us your best seller.
Our best seller by far is probably going to be our Marathon IPA, named after the Osawa Canoe Marathon.
Oh, very cool. So it's got a little bit of a local history to it.
It does. All our beers are named after something that has to do with Grayling and the Marathon. This here is the Milltown Java, which is one of the names associated with Grayling from the past.
And I see you've got, looks like it must be, it reminds me of a little bit of Monica. It's a little bit of Seth.
Yeah, a little bit of Seth. We got a mailman that comes in, and he's one of our most herald and famous customers, and he's real little. So we thought, what better to do than name a beer after a little guy?
Yeah, so if I was driving into Grayling, where would I find you?
Coming to Grayling on the 75 Business Loop. Come to the intersection of Michigan Avenue, make a right, and we're right there. You can't miss us.
Ooh, right on the main drag.
All right, so we're talking with Dave Vargo from Paddle Hard Brewing, and Dave and I are just ready here. We're sharing a mic, so it's a little tough to. Why don't you get some of that IPA out, and let's give a little taste of the Marathon.
While he's doing that, Bob, basically, today we're going to be at the there's a community tent on the south end of Houghton Lake. Barbecue Bob and I are going to be doing a little demonstration down there. I'm not sure we can teach you a dang thing today, but we are going to be throwing down a bunch of barbecue, and we're going to be giving that stuff away. So if you want to come by and have a taste, it's all complimentary. We're not going to be charging anything for that. We'd just love to have you stop by and give us a hey, and we'll put a little barbecue down your gullet.
That sounds good. So, you know, when Dave walked in the door to the studio here, once again, I'm impressed. He's not a very old fella. I mean, pretty young, got a microbrewery, going on your own. That's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something we really enjoy. Me, my partners, my wife, we spend every day there. We work hard, and we love it. We love what we do.
Now, do you have a restaurant there, or do you serve any food?
We do. We do artisan flatbreads, artisan tacos, and just some small bites and eats to pair nicely with all the craft beer we carry.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. So it's all made right there, too?
Everything's made right there, fresh every day. We work hard at the food just like we do the beer.
So I want to know, if you're into a craft like this, we're into barbecue. I know myself personally, I have mentors that really gave me a lot of help getting to my level of grilling and barbecue expertise. In the brewing business, who was your mentor?
You know, I started out with one of the big companies. We won't say their name here because we don't want to look shoddy. But I worked for a while down at Atwater in Detroit, and I think that's where I really got into the game. I saw my interest grew. I saw what they did, how much fun they had, and I thought, one day, that's what I want to be.
So you moved back up here to Grayling? Were you originally from there, or what? How's that all work? What made you end up in Grayling with your brewery?
We came up north just to put the brewery in. I'm actually from Waterford, so I'm a downstate guy. We've been here about 5 years now, and we spent 5 years putting the brewery together and getting it going.
Very cool. Great story, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, Job, speaking of Waterford, I mean, I have an Arctic Spa dealer there. Viscount Pools is there. They're my good dealer there. But just down the street from us right here is Cashaway, and they're another big Arctic dealer of mine. They're just everywhere. I had to throw that plug in. Shameless.
We knew it. We knew it was going to come. We absolutely knew it was going to come. Dave, let's talk a little bit about you do any barbecue in your backyard, man?
Yeah, but I'm definitely more of the beer guy than the barbecue guy.
Oh, we're not going to let you off the hook that easy, man. What kind of grill you got in your backyard? Because you're going to be just like 95% of our listeners. I mean, you're not all equipment up, and you don't have 9 grills in your backyard. I'm just curious what you got.
I got one of those Vikings. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's nice. Stainless steel. It's a good grill.
That is a good grill. Holy, he's more than the average guy. I'm like, whoa, okay. Yeah. I was thinking Weber.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking,
he didn't shame us.
No, he didn't.
Didn't shame himself anyway. Right. I want to get back to the beer side. This IPA, this Marathon, that's really crisp and clean. Just it's not overly hoppy. It, you know, I'd call it almost a friendlier IPA in terms of one that won't club the average person that doesn't like an IPA. What kind of hops you got in that?
This is a Centennial hop beer. We also dry hop it at the end. It's not quite a session. It's a little bit bigger than a session beer, but yeah, it's not definitely in your face hoppy. It's a good entry level IPA for everybody to enjoy.
Okay, so. Explain dry hop, because it seems like the beers I like are always dry hopped.
Dry hop, put the hops in dry towards the end, so it can pretty simple, so you can pull the aroma and the flavor right from the hop right at the end of the process.
Okay. Versus how would they do it otherwise?
Oh, there's other ways you can do it. You can wet hop it. Hops go into the boil sometimes. Hops go into the fermenters. There's hop additions throughout the process. And it's really just finding what fits your recipe that you're brewing at that time to get the flavor that you're looking for and then being able to reproduce it.
Cool. Speaking of recipes, there isn't, like, you just don't go online and say, hey, I want to make a dry hopped IPA. I mean, where are you getting your inspiration for your recipes? Where does that come from? Because, you know, guys like you, I'm assuming you're turning several beers a year. You're not making the same 5 over and over and over. Where are you getting your inspiration from?
You know, sometimes it's maybe you go out of state and you go into another brewery and you taste something that, you know, you really like. So you look it up online, see what's in it, and then you kind of tweak it to make it your own. So, you do a little bit of research to see what's going into some of the other beers, and you try to just make it your flavor, your own recipe.
And, you know, there's lots of books, too. I mean, there's a couple of them in particular, the brewers I know, that are their Bibles. Do you have, like, one for a guy that's going to get into brewing beer himself? Would you think of a brewer's book? Or is there one that's the Bible or the best? Or?
I think one of the most read ones is probably the Homebrew Bible, and it's exactly called that. Yeah. I think it's something that everybody's picked up that's gotten to the game at some point.
What a setup.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we are up at UPS 98.5 in Houghton Lake, and we are throwing down at Tip Uptown USA. It's that once-a-year festival where everything winter is celebrated, and we are right in the middle of it. So we're having a lot of fun with this, and we're hoping that you can come up. Beautiful day. It's supposed to be in the low 30s today, and a little bit of overcast. It's good, a great winter day if you're a fisherman, if you're a snowmobiler. I bet you could even do a little cross-country skiing because there is a few inches of snow out there.
And if you want to get tuned up before or after you're here, just cruise up into Grayling and go to Paddle Hard, because I'll guarantee you it's a lot better beer than they got in that beer tent.
Yeah.
I tried.
Yeah, we were there, weren't we?
Yeah,
we were there. It was all big brand stuff.
Foreigners.
And if you've ever listened to the Grilling Guys before, you know that Barbecue Bob and I are all about craft.
Yeah, don't care for that.
Beer and enjoying the local artisans, and we found a great one in Paddle Hard Brewing.
It's all about Michigan beer, baby. I travel all over the country, and as soon as I start talking to people who love beer and I tell them I'm from Michigan, they just get all envious, and it's like puff up.
Yeah, and our show usually originates, we're up in Houghton Lake, it usually originates out of Grand Rapids, and that is our Beer City USA. I don't know if that's an annual distinction or is this once you get it.
We got it twice.
Yeah, but
so it's forever.
It's forever. Yeah, we own it now, right? We own it.
Well,
I think
Grayling's in the running because that IPA. Oh, mine's empty. That IPA was really nice.
Yeah.
So you brought a third beer, I noticed.
Yeah, I brought a bitter IPA. It's one of our bigger, hoppier IPAs that we carry. We do it about once every 2 months.
Okay. Awesome. We'll try that on the stage later on when we're skewering those shrimp outside today. That big IPA would be really nice. And what do you call that one?
We call it the big IPA.
The big IPA.
This is too easy.
You're hitting those right down the middle. Five, three of them up, and here they go, man. There they go.
Can I make it float a little longer?
Yeah.
All right, Dave Vargo, Paddle Hard Brewing, website or just Facebook?
PaddleHardBrewing.com.
PaddleHardBrewing.com. Thanks so much for coming down. Got some very cool swag going on here. You've got your own glasses. Logo's awesome. Love it. It's just great. Wish you the best of luck, and we're going to darken your doorstep someday.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Coming up next, we've got our friend Ron from R&J Best Choice Meats. We're going to be talking with the butcher. He's going to tell you the cut that works best on your cold weather grill. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Come on up to Houghton Lake. Join us if you come by and say, hey, I might even buy you a beer. We're looking forward to seeing you on the south end of the lake at the community tent. Barbecue Bob and I are grilling 1 to 3. Come see us. Stick with us. We'll be back.